The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Favorite places to be. I guess this is kind of my home now. I keep thinking I'm back in LA, but this is where the movers and the shakers are. And with me today is actually a really dear friend and a friend of a friend and somebody who has taken, made lemonade out of lemons during the COVID. He started a new company that he was already thinking about, but now just completely capitalizing. And this is what I want you all to take home from this. I want you to put your thinking caps on, listen to the voice, the mind of a true entrepreneur, and plug in your wishes and your dreams and spark something to create and come up with that side hustle, that extra business, that something that you've always wanted to start. Put your hands together, Realm Network, Russo's brand, for my dear friend, Mr. Jeremy Bird. Clap for yourself. Jeremy, I guess I can look at you now. That's my camera. That's your camera when you really want to sell and make a point. And then that's our main. We've got lots of cameras, but we can talk to each other like this. We're good. So we're going to talk about all of your businesses today. But the one that I want everybody to go look for right now, when you start a video and you say like and subscribe, we're going to do that. Of course, you're already subscribed to the Russo's brand. Thank you, brand members. We love you. If you're watching this promo, you need to go subscribe. The first thing we need everybody to do is go download. What's the name of this app that you're using?
Mindset.
And I just downloaded it today. And it's pretty awesome. Like, it's for people who want to watch and listen to live music. And it's also for artists.
Yeah. So it was originally designed for a live environment.
Okay.
So what this app does is an artist goes in and creates an event and then puts all of the songs that they know that and are willing to play.
Got it. I saw that today. It said list all your top songs.
Yeah. So you list all of your songs in this app and then the people in the audience download the app and they check into that event and they can see all of the songs. So in a live environment, instead of you having to have cash on you, fight your way to the stage.
Oh.
Get the attention of the lead singer and then request your song, which they may or may not know. And you don't know how much songs are going for. You may only have a 20 on you and songs are going for $40 a piece. You don't know any of that.
So this is something like a band like we're in. We would want to tell people right off the get-go, like, download this app. We would pre-tell them that and get them ready for it.
Yeah, get them ready for it. And in a live environment, you would have signs around the venue or the bar that says, download MySep for song request and to tip the band. You just check in and you see all the songs and you put money on the song. And typically artists are doing is whatever song has the most money, that's the next song that they play.
Okay.
And it's a collective bid. So if you have 10 people in the room that want to hear Don't Stop Believing, they can all put $10 on it. And then now that's $100 a song, $100 song. So
let me interrupt you on that because this is a really good point for people. You just mentioned the song Don't Stop Believing. Let me just take you guys, let's just reenact like what somebody say, like, I don't know, myself, like, I'm in a function band, original band, cover band. Let me just take you back to how, if you weren't using Mindset, how this would work. Hey, 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 you real pretty. Hey, play that song, small town boy. Hey, that's how it usually would go. And now that you have Mindset, you can actually know the name of the song, that it's not, hey. And you don't necessarily have to come up and spit on the person, which happens a lot, or grab the mic from them and then manhandle, womanhandle your way into smashing out the front enamel of their tooth. You now can know the real name of that song, which is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Keep going. Hey.
So it eliminates a lot of objections. So if you don't have cash, you can't tip. If you don't feel like fighting your way to the stage, all of those things, it eliminates. So you can instantly request a song, put money on a song, or let's say a guy's on a date and he wants to impress this girl. He can be in the back of the room and say, hey, listen to this. I'm going to make him play your song. He picks the song. He puts $100 on it, makes it go to the top. The next song, they play that song. And it's like a digital jukebox, but it's for live music. And then, like, if you're down on Broadway in Nashville and you're bar hopping, you go to the next bar, you check into that bar, okay, and you see all their songs
question
that they can
for
play.
You, I want to come back to that, but for the people that are watching, there is also a benefit to my set for them as well, because they could be in Pittsburgh and they can still be a fly on the wall at, like, we'll talk about what's going on in your living room or that same place on Nashville. Now they can watch it too.
Yes, yeah, so when you're doing a live stream environment, which we're going to go in depth about in a minute, so my set is all across the world.
Okay,
so
that's people, cool. You guys, this is cool. This is why you want to download this app.
So they can download my set and do a live stream, and everyone that they're live streaming to can download my set and click on that event and request songs right there in real time.
Wow.
And make them play the songs that they want to play. And even for the bigger artists that are on tour, they could use it to support charities. So,
okay, wait, let's talk about that. How would
so if an artist had a bigger, you know, say they had a few million followers that are watching their live stream and they were trying to raise money for charity, they could put all their songs on there. Then the whole nation could be bidding on what songs that they wanted to play. And when they play that song could be worth $25,000. Because you could have 25,000 people across the country just give $1 to it. And then when they play that song, boom, $25,000 for that charity. And in a live environment, a cool idea I had was they could pick, say, the second to the last song. And they pick just three songs that they're going to put on my set. And the whole audience of 10,000 people throughout the concert is bidding on what song they want to hear.
Okay.
And that artist is only going to play one of those three songs. So they can put a graphic up every few songs showing where those dollars are. And if mine's in second place and I really want to hear that one, I need to put $5-$10 on it to drive that song to number one. And when it comes time, second to the last song, the artist says, here we go, y'all. This is the song that won. They play that song. Then instantly they raise all that money for that charity.
So are you all hearing this? This is something like right now that you should go check out my set, download the app, and take a look at all of the acts, all of the bands, all the artists that are on there. And you can get into this like right away. We were going to talk about, I want to ask you a question when you said the artists can put up a graphic. Like, how hard is that for the people that are watching that are a group or a band? If you are actually the people that would be using the app to get out there more, how hard is it to put up? What do you mean by put up a graphic? How hard is that?
It's not hard. There's a free software out there called OBS. That they can download, and it's a video broadcasting software, and okay, you can just put you a lower third on there,
okay,
and integrate the MySet app through a web browser,
okay,
into that. It's not hard. The MySet people, I believe, are working on a video tutorial to just show all
perfect
these artists how to do it in a live streaming environment.
Perfect. What did you said you wanted to talk about something else, and then before maybe I got into talking about where exactly we are right now.
Well, we're actually in my house right now. We were doing live streams from Rebar at the Dam.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists are very concerned about
safety.
The safety of the virus and everything. So I transformed the bottom floor of my house into a broadcast studio, and we built these plexiglass walls, and they have their own entrance and exit. So after a show, we can spray the room down with disinfectant, and then an artist can come in into their own entrance. They can sit on the bar stool, do their show, and leave without ever having to be in the same airspace as anyone else.
I love it. No, it's really cool. We'll do a pan of that right now, let everybody see. So what we're looking at is the artist's area where they can sit, perform. There's an awesome couch in here. It's just a really great vibe. And if you want to take a look at where's a good place right now, would they go to Rebar at the Dam's Facebook to look at some of those performances, or where would they look at?
All of the performances are on Jaybird Productions Facebook page.
So Jaybird Productions is another one of your companies. So we
yes
were going to talk about that, because this guy's got like lots of companies. And for those of you that are out there thinking, well, I do this or I have, you can do lots of different things. The people that are really rolling and moving and shaking, usually the people that I study, the million billionaires that are out there, usually most people have five streams of revenue, different forms of, what's that word? I can never think of it. Residual income. Multiple streams of income. I highly recommend looking into it. And a side note, not that my dad says that I talk about myself too much on my own podcast. Sorry, Dad, so do you. But what I was going to say is for years, and this is a good nugget, for years, Jeremy, I was criticized in this industry that I was doing too much by some pretty hefty players in the music industry. Goldie, you're doing too many things. You know, you should just be doing music and writing songs. And I swear to God, I stood my ground and I disagreed and I said, you know what? I need to be doing different things too, because you just never know. And I secretly laugh during the COVID because my music has been taken away for the most part, unless it's something like this, but you can't do this every night. People would get bored with us every night. Music has been taken away. And photography right now, like nobody wants, everything cancels on all the bookings because they don't want to be, you know, they're being safe. And I get that. But because I do have multiple streams of income and other side hustles, if you will, or things that I keep going, and then I juggle. And then when this one needs more attention, I come over here. And this one's kind of just automated. Like, there is nothing wrong with having different things that you do that really actually came in pretty in handy right now. Like I laugh at some of those guys because I see them doing what they criticized me for. Multiple streams of income. I can't sell that to you guys enough. It is such a great, great idea. You've got Jaybird Productions. Jaybird Productions has this, and what else does Jaybird Productions have? And tell us what's going on, because I love your new commercial. We got to show that right now. We got to show the first part of the bumper.
If you like what you see, share us with your friends or start a watch party. Remember to download the app MySet to tip and request songs. Enjoy.
The Jaybird Productions. And then what's the name of this production that you call this? Because I love it.
We're just calling this The Living Room.
And the logo is out. The logo, guys, I'm marking out on the logo. That's a total shoot. The logo is cool. Everything that you're doing is just top notch, like right out of the gate, down to even building. You know, you're looking at the skeleton of this right now. It's not even done yet. And he's doing something. You don't need to have everything perfect before you start doing something. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we just, you know, we created this room, you know, for artists to come in and for us to, you know, we've got 4 to 5 cameras depending on what shoot we're doing. And you know, we can,
nice.
We can, yeah, so we can do, instead of someone just throwing up their phone from their living room, we can do a professional broadcast, you know, with professional broadcast quality cameras that we're doing the zoom in, zoom out, switching cameras. You know, we could have a full band in here if we wanted. We're doing all the graphic work here.
Are you doing that real time?
So it's like, all live.
Okay, so
everything is produced
live. And like somebody's cutting in between cameras here?
Yeah, so we're doing that all live, doing graphic overlays live, all the animations, the intros,
extras. So
where do
they see this stuff? On Jaybird Productions?
Yes, and it depends on what artists we have. We're broadcasting on Jaybird Productions. We have a system that allows us to broadcast to lots of different places. So we'll broadcast to the artist pages. We'll broadcast to whatever venue sponsor, like Rebar at the Dam or anybody else in town that's bringing artists in here. We'll broadcast to their pages. The whole goal is to get that viewership up. So the more places that we can broadcast this to, the more people that are interacting, the more people downloading my set, the more tips they're giving and song requests, the more money the artist is able to make.
How do you broadcast to multiple pages at the same time? That's through MySet?
No, that's through a third-party software.
God, how did you figure all this out, like, so fast?
Well, we got a good team. So,
what's your business that you started before this? You've got two over?
Yeah, two. I got two businesses downtown Nashville, Elite Multimedia and PixelFlex.
So Elite Multimedia is the housing for all of the accounts that you have, because you've got some amazing ones.
Yes. Yeah, so the Elite Multimedia does sound, light, and video production. So when you go to a concert,
yes,
and you see all the big lights, the big video screens, all of that at a major concert, that's what Elite Multimedia does.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 2003.
And this is just something that you just came up with? Were you dabbling in things before that? What's your background?
Well, I'm a musician, and I started playing music when I was a kid, and I was always the one in the band that had to deal with the sound system. And when I became an adult, I found out that I was a lot better at that than I was a musician. And
yeah, but you're still a really great musician.
I appreciate
that. You got to hear some of his songs. Great songwriter, guitarist, vocalist. Like, seriously, you would have to be really talented and really gifted at that to be able to have the success in a business that you have, because you really get artists.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And so I, you know, the technology side of it just clicked for me. And so I went down that path, doing the sound, light, and video production.
And this is amazing. Like, this isn't like some rinky dink show, you know, down the block. Like, can you say some of the shows that you do? Cause they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, we do production for Luke Bryan, Alan Jackson, John Party, Cole Swindell.
Big
Ice Cube.
Really?
Yeah, Ice Cube tours with our video screens. You know, Pat Benatar, Deep Purple. We've done lots of events. We did all the video production for the intro to Monday Night Football. Last year, yeah, when you saw Hank Williams Jr., Jason Derulo, and Florida Georgia Line on the intro of Monday Night Football, that was all Pixel Flex screens, and that's my other company. I developed the first LED curtain, and that's where Pixel Flex was born. And Pixel Flex is a designer manufacturer of LED video screens. So we design and manufacture these LED video screens that are used all across the country, used in live production environment, but we also have them on the sides of buildings, like the Country Music Hall of Fame has one of our screens. Our screens are all over Bridgestone Arena, downtown Nashville. We have some of them on top of hotels in California.
How big outside is your company to be able to do all this stuff? How many employees do you think that you have?
We currently have 47 full-time employees.
Wow. And that's for both Pixel?
Between Pixel Flex and Elite Multimedia.
That's insane. Like, what a team of people that you have. I've met. We got a chance to, during one of the Goldilocks band shoots, to meet some of his team members, and just off the charts. Like, the brains on all of these people are just, and they're so gifted, all of them. Like, it turned out amazing. Jeremy helped us with a lot of the lighting and some of the planning, and they're just, it's just wow. Like, how do you even come up with, like, I think I'm going to start this company with screens, and like did you bump into somebody? Did you just like get sick of something? Was there a need for something and you created it? Or that's just something the random person doesn't just start.
Well, I one thing I've been able to do is to, with especially with the LED curtain, is know that something could be successful in a marketplace, and so I enter into that marketplace. When we developed the LED curtain and made it work and sent it out on a tour and saw that, okay, this is the most lightweight, most truck pack friendly, easiest to set up, I knew it was a home run. And so I created a company around that product. And now we have all kinds of different products. We've done all kinds of wild and crazy stuff using LED video technology.
It's a curtain that hangs on stage that does what? Changes color?
It's a video screen.
It's a video screen.
So when you go to a big concert and you see that video screen, the original product was a fabric-based product that folded up. And it so... to compare what we were competing against, if you were a band on tour and you wanted to build a 25-foot by 50-foot video screen, it took up half of a semi, and you had to bring riggers in and have 1-ton chain motors and 2-ton chain motors to pick the whole thing up. Well, with the LED curtain, you could fit a 25-foot by 50-foot LED screen in only 5 feet of truck.
Oh, my God. And how many people did it take to put this one up? Less?
Two people could put a 25-by-50-foot screen up.
On what? Like, just trusses?
Yeah, you would just hang it on a truss, and you only need quarter tons, because that whole screen weighs 80% less than all of our competitor screens.
What do you think the percentage of money you're saving a touring act with this, as opposed to the old school?
Well, I can put it to you like this. We took... I had an artist, a household name country artist, legend. I think he sold over 100 million records. That came to us.
Nothing.
And they had three tractor trailer rigs, and they were wanting to use, and they were using our competitor's technology.
Yep.
To do their video screens. And they came to us and said, hey, we're thinking about using the LED curtain. So I redesigned their production and actually increased the amount of production they were having on stage. And I eliminated a truck. So I took them from three tractor trailer rigs down to two.
Which so is that, a driver, which is hotel rooms.
Yeah, it cost $5,000 a week to have a tractor trailer on tour.
One or three?
One per
so
tractor
you
trailer.
Them.
Between the cost of the trailer, the fuel, the driver, the hotels, it cost $5,000 to operate a tractor trailer on tour a week.
And I don't think people understand listening, and this is for some of my people. Like, this is very interesting if you're interested in entertainment and how it all works. You know, people ask these questions, but a lot of times people will say to us, you know, hey, Goldie, because we've, you know, opened for Brett Michaels a lot or Pat Benatar. They'll say, hey, you know, Brett's going to be in, you know, Chicago, Illinois. You should see if you can get on their opening, you know, bill. And what people don't understand is, okay, to set up our stuff in front of their stuff takes union workers. And then it's a minimum, guys. And it's a minimum of people. And it just adds, like, there's all of this stuff. Like, when you were talking about down to two people could hang the LED light, I'm sure there's more. But compared to your competitors, that's a whole bunch of other people that have to be there. A bunch of safety stuff that has to be done. And it adds on, like, just thousands and thousands of dollars. So we would love to do a lot of the things that we do, but you know, you look at even a simple, like when we played Hard Rock Biloxi in the big room there, it's 4,500 capacity. You know, okay, well, you want to pay the band a couple grand, great, but then everything else that goes in there that you have to have all these union workers, you have to have this many bartenders, you have to have this much insurance, this many people protecting bouncers and security. And by the time you're done with it, sure, maybe we would play for a couple thousand dollars, but really that show costs the Hard Rock with everything $25,000 to $30,000. So when you're wondering why are ticket prices so expensive? Well, it's because of all the things that you maybe don't see and aren't thinking about it. And one thing is all of those trucks, like you said, one truck at $5,000. What does that add up over in time, and how does that affect you all, the consumer, the buyer, when you're wondering why things cost so much? So I just think that's amazing. I would think more and more people would be coming to you to want to save that kind of dough. Do you go after them? Is it word of mouth? Do they come to you?
It's all of the above. A lot of people call us that see our technology on the road.
Okay.
And then we do have people that are doing outside sales, outbound sales, and then a lot of it's word of mouth as well.
Wow. I want to talk a little bit more about your other company too, this one that we're sitting at. Okay, so everybody has downloaded the app MySet. Let's talk a little bit more about this, because this is really exciting. Who have you had in? What's on the books? And what are you the most excited about? What is it called? My Living Room? No.
No, the company is Jaybird Productions, and we're calling that environment there the living room.
The living room, not my living room. The living room.
Yeah.
Who's been on that you've been really excited about?
Well, everybody, you know, and I'm you know, friends with artists that are household names, and then I'm friends with artists that aren't, and just gig at your local bar, you know, your neighborhood dive bar.
Yep.
And so it's exciting for all of them, you know,
it.
To be able to get them over here and get them in front of their fans and see them interact, because we bring all the comments in live. So it doesn't matter what page they're commenting on from. We pull it all together and they're able to interact with their audience and get tipped and, you know, see the smiles on their faces when we're all under lockdown and they're actually able to do a gig and earn money. Because we're able to live stream them to their fans.
Is there a lot of sex, drugs, rock and roll running around here? Because it looks like I can smell it. It smells like whenever my living room is engaged, the party's on.
No, actually, we're all pretty tired because this took a lot of work to get up in such a short amount of time.
That's what everybody thinks. Like, it's all like this constant party. People just think like after shows, you know, I'm just out there picking up. Let me tell you, at 3:30 in the morning when it's time to pack up a bunch of gear and get to your hotel, that's the first thing I'm thinking about is some nookie. No, it's not. I'm just kidding. One thing whenever we get together, you will say to me, Goldie, as a side note, I bet you didn't know that. There's like all this stuff in your past that nobody knows about. Like you used to do this or you used to do that. Like were you like a DJ or a broadcaster or like what are some of the things that you used to do? Because I remember the last time we got together for a barbecue, you were like, I bet you didn't know that I did that. But it was like a bunch of really interesting things. Like your background. Where do you come from?
Well,
were you born here?
I was born in Bartlett, Tennessee, a suburb right outside of Memphis.
You don't have the same hustle as a lot of the same people around me in my little town, like where I'm at. I won't say where, but like you really have this like grind, this like hustle. Like where does that come from? Did you come from a wealthy family? Were you not? Did you struggle? Like why are you such a hustler?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a town. My parents worked hard for us to be able to live in Bartlett, Tennessee. I would say we were probably in the bottom 1% of the household income of that town.
Okay.
And so we did not have money. There were times, you know, that we, you know, had the government help us out a little bit.
Sure. Nothing
you know,
wrong with
and
that.
So
we're all getting helped by the government right now. I see all your Facebook posts and Instagram. Like, where's my stimulus check?
And, you know, so I've been a hard worker. You know, my parents taught me to work hard from an early age. And I've had a job, an actual illegal job, since I was 15 years old.
Yeah, like what?
I worked at a very famous fast food restaurant that sells tacos. but they, in the state of Tennessee, you're not allowed to have a job until you're 16, unless it's family owned, I believe, is the case. And so... Me and my buddy that I was in a band with, we were like, man, we got to go get jobs because he was in the same situation. We had to buy a guitar string. So he was a year older than me. So he drove us up there to that fast food restaurant that sells tacos. And he filled out his application and the manager filled out mine for some reason. I guess he thought I was maybe younger than I was supposed to be. And I told him my birthday and he wrote it down and it was a year younger. So he put 1979 instead of 1980 and I didn't say nothing. So I had a job when I was 15 and I'd go work and had one ever since. So
running for the border illegally. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah. So,
the place that sells tacos.
Yeah.
The place that sells tacos was your first. And then what did you start getting into?
Well, I was always into music, and so music's always been my passion. It still is. I love being around it. I'm very blessed to be in the music entertainment industry, just not on the side, the playing side, but I'm on another side. And so, you know, I had a recording studio at my house when I was in high school, and I had, you know, vocal groups, and I've always been in bands, and so I had them coming over to the house. I had Pro Tools on my computer
really?
When I was 16.
That was your first thing?
Yeah. And so
are
I
you
down...
getting Pro Tools from that place that sells tacos? Is that where you were getting the revenue for that, or did your parents help you out?
No, actually, I first started out when Pro Tools had a free version.
I was going to say.
Way back when, and you could only mix 8 channels,
yeah.
And you could only record 2 at one time, but I made it work. And yes, after the hard work at the place that sells at tacos, I got into a bigger Pro Tools system when I was 18, and
how much was that one? That starts to get into not cheap territory.
I think the first one I had was $600-$700,
oh,
something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So it was still
reasonable.
it was still wasn't the big boy Pro Tool system, but I could track at least 8 channels at one time at
Don't
that point.
You think? I think it gives you an advantage because like I started out I started out doing my music on a Korg M1 with like their little. Recording mechanism on that it's horrible, like it's just like dinosaur days for that, like that sequencer on that. And then I got a Yamaha, and then I got a little Tascam, and then I got the ADAT, and then I got the Akai DR4s. And then I think when you don't give or you don't get just the prime creme la creme, I think when you start out really hungry to want to do something. And before that, back in the day, some of you might remember this, they had those those cassette recorders, and they were like a square flat box, and you could hit record. Well, what I would do is I would sing and I would keep my beat, and then I would play that and I would record on another one, and I get them at thrift stores. So that was my four track, was these shitty old little record on a little cassette. And it's like, when you're hungry enough to want to do something, you have to, and you do find a way. And that's why I want you guys to see this place before it's even finished and completed, because like his girlfriend was saying that he did this in like a week, you know, like you got it. I'll give you a tour before we leave so that you all can see it. But like, don't be afraid to just start something and let it unfold as it comes. We had Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret. He was on Goldie's Closet a few episodes ago. If you guys ever watch The Secret, what a beautiful movie, short attention span theater. It really does deal with business and love and motivation and health. One of the cool things about The Secret that it teaches you with a real quick scene is, and you can identify with this, Jeremy, is just a car that you get in the middle of the night, and you know you want to go from Tennessee to New York. Now, you can't see the road ahead of you from Tennessee to New York. It's dark. Really, all you can see is what's ahead of your car with the light of the headlights. But if you get in the car and you start it and you go and you just keep on going, if you drive for 15, 16 hours, you'll get there. You don't know how, you can't see it, but you have to at least start. And that's what this is such a great representation. All of the businesses, all of the companies that Jeremy's started with a spark and an idea. And then, like, go back to one of your things. Let's talk about the LED curtains. You have this idea, you know that it can work. Like, what do you do? What's your step? Are you like, all right, these guys have these big curtains that take up a whole extra truck. Did you like start research? You said that yours was the first one, right? Like, weren't you the pioneer? So you see the competitors, they've got this huge archaic way of doing things. Well, it's not archaic, but it's old fashioned. And you're like, I can do it better. What's your first step?
Well, we saw a product that was similar.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried using it and out on tour, but it was broken. It didn't work. We had to have an engineer on site every single day soldering just to make this thing work. And that doesn't work in a production environment.
Mm-mm.
And so I took the original concept of a fabric-based video screen and I gutted all the electronics from it and re-engineered the way the electronics worked. And then put it out on a tour and it worked.
Wow.
And that's when I knew. Then we filed the patent and we knew we had something. So
then you've got this thing that I'm sure costs quite a bit to manufacture and make. How many more do you make right off the bat? Two? Three?
We sent it out on a tour and it worked. When we knew we had something, then we made about 5 systems worth.
Okay.
And then it turned into 10, then it turned into 40, then it turned into 100 systems, and then and then other production companies started calling wanting it, and so we started selling to other production companies all across the country that were using the Pixel Flex products.
Do you make the same size each time, or do you make some bigger,
as
some,
you know,
or is it custom?
The Pixel Flex started in 2011, and so the resolutions of the screen kept getting better and better and better. So every time the next tour, we would make a better product. The next year that would go by, the cost would come down on the LEDs, and so we could send a higher resolution product out on the road. That you know, and now we have really, really high resolution curtains that we can send out, and we make other way more products than just the curtains
like
now.
What?
Well, we make just the standard rigid tiles that you see. They're kind of like Legos. You just put them together to make whatever type screen you want. We have magnetic-based LED video screens, so you can take a metal structure that has curves and bends, and we can put this magnetic LED product on it. We have another product that looks like glass, so when the So on a building, when the screen is off, it's just a window, and you can see into it. And we've done this in retail environments on at Times Square.
Is that what they do in the bathrooms, like on the mirrors and things like that?
Glass,
and you can
no,
see?
No, that's different. Okay. What this is,
Times
is a, yes. So in retail applications, we've been able to allow people that are outside the stores to see in, and they can. But then if they activate that screen, that entire glass becomes a video screen.
Wow. For the people that are watching, for the people that are listening, we want to be respectful of everybody's time, especially yours. We know you've got places to go today. What is something that everybody can make sure that they do right now? We want to for sure go download the MySet.
Yeah, download MySet, and then make sure you follow the companies on Facebook. Go check our websites out.
Which are? Call it out.
Yeah. JBirdProductions.com, ElitemultimedIA.com, and PixelFlexLED.com. And download the MySet app. Follow us on Facebook. That's where a lot of our videos are
follow
being...
Follow what on Facebook?
Follow JBird Productions on Facebook. Okay. And if you're in the production industry, or if you might have a need for an LED video screen of any kind, make sure you check out PixelFlex and Elite Multimedia.
And you, I mean, you service everybody, not just Luke Bryan.
Yeah. We do all types of productions. We do corporate trade show events. We do concerts, big and small. We do sporting events. We've done the MLB All-Star Game. We've done a lot of stuff with the NBA. We've done stuff with NFL. Any type of audio visual production technology, that's what we do.
I want to give the people, the viewers, the listeners, one last nugget before we let you go. And that is, as an entrepreneur, what's something that you can tell the people out there that are, I don't know, they've got like an idea that they want to develop. What's like the most important thing that you can tell somebody advice-wise on what to do to start?
The best thing I could say do is start. You have to start. A lot of people have talked to me about my successes in business and what I've done. I started at point A, and I knew that I wanted to get to D. So you got to figure out B and C. So don't start with going straight from A to D. You got to figure out, okay, what is B? Get there. Now, what is C? And get there, and then you get to D. And one of my goals in life is I want to write a book, and I've got the title for it. It's an idea. Just create the problem. Create the problem, because you're going to come up with this. These are all the reasons I can't do this. When I first started my company, I didn't have any dealerships with sound, lighting, or video companies. But I was out there banging on doors saying, let me do your sound, light, and video. And then when I landed my first deal, I was like, okay, I got to go find out how to do this now. Yes. That was my B, is landing a deal. Now I've got to go get dealerships. So I started getting on the phone with these speaker manufacturers and lighting manufacturers and video projector manufacturers and say, hey, I've got this. I've got sales now. I've got to deliver. And so you got to figure that, create the problem, and then go solve it. When I started the production company, I'd never borrowed money from anyone, and now I had to go buy $1 million worth of equipment. Oh, no, what do I do now? And then I started meeting with banks. Hey, I've got this deal. I went and got the deal first.
Okay.
I went and landed a 5-year contract, and then I went to the bank, said, hey, I got to have this money, like, right now. So, you know, and...
Powerful useful words.
Yeah, you just gotta go make it happen. You got to close the deal and then figure out how you're going to deliver, and you got to deliver.
You got to deliver, and that goes across the board to the gentleman audience that's listening right now. And that's just, like, have a set of balls. Seriously. Like, some of you today on Instagram got called out because I don't know where your balls were. But, yeah, I have balls. I think people think that I've got more than that. But, like, that what he's saying just totally rings true. And I remember even in the early days of modeling movies, commercials, jingles, everything that I did, you went on the job, you went on the audition, and you looked the casting director or the producer in the eye, and you just basically sold them that you were the person. Whether you lived in that city, state, whether you could do what they were asking you to do, you just said, I can do it. And then when you got that call and you landed that gig or that job, it was an oh shit moment. And I remember a couple times I literally shit my pants wondering, like, how am I going to execute? Like, I don't know how to do this, but I went and figured it out. And some of you brand members, you remember Trinity, Stephanie from TNA. You know, she wanted to be a professional wrestler. She knew TNA was coming. She was going to be there. She went to the backstage area, hung out, said that she wanted a gig, and when they were interested in her, took the next 3 weeks for probably 18 hours a day and trained to learn how to be a professional wrestler. She didn't know what she was doing. She went it. She landed the job, had no idea how to do it. They were just going by her word, and she figured it out. Don't ever be afraid to just jump out of the tree, you know, and figure it out, because you got your loans, right?
Yep.
You got $1 million. Like, was it one place? Was it two lenders? Was it a combination?
No, it was just one.
So it's out there. You have to ask. And like I said, get in the car, go to New York, from Nashville to New York. Just go. I promise you that whatever you believe in, the stars above and the angels and God the Almighty will figure out a way. If you, Joe Blow, listening to this right now, really want to do something, and you put your heart out there and you put your balls out there, it will happen for you. How's that for a closing? Put your balls out there. Ladies and gentlemen, a man with obviously a tremendous set of balls, Mr. Jeremy Bird. Wave to everybody at the brand yeah. And the Realm Network. You're awesome, dude. You're a total superstar. And this is going to be really exciting. Jay Bird on Facebook. Go look at some of these performances, everybody. You're going to be blown away at the production quality. Clap for yourself.
All right. Thank you, Goldie.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Goldilocks, and we are inside Goldie's Closet. I want to ask a favor of you all, whether you watch the show or not, if you come to our band shows, what have you. It's something that you can do to support, and it costs nothing and no time at all. If you shop on a very popular online website, I would really appreciate it if you would bookmark some of the items that you are shopping for. And if you could just simply do this, go to goldieknows.blogspot.com. If you go over to the right, all the way to the bottom, the About Me section, there's a link. It just says I'm an Amazon affiliate. If you click on that, it takes you inside my umbrella, and everything that you order, I can earn just some help and support to keep all of this going, to keep the band going. We've got a hefty vehicle repair. It's pretty substantial. So it would be really great if you could remember my link. We get some support. It's that simple. I love you all. Thank you for making the time to stop by and check out everything that we're doing. Mwah.